my apologies to our Senate colleagues. We were passing the higher ed budget on the House floor, so now we're ready to dive in. Budget bills reported out of subcommittee. Senate Bill 5522. Senator Bates, please.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. Senate Bill 5522 is the budget bill for the 6th Legislative Branch agencies, Legislative Administration, Legislative Assembly, Legislative Council, Legislative Physical, Legislative Revenue, and the Commission on Indian Services. The general fund budget of $75,206,167 and total funds budget of $81,559,919 is a 12.48% increase above the essential budget level. The budget provides for continuation of current operations, selected investments in additional staff and staff salaries, technology, and facilities. These investments include increasing the interim resources for members sufficient to hire a full-time staff person during the interim, additional staff resources and funding for the permanent staff offices, funds for priority technology infrastructure items and projects, continuation of the Oregon Channel, and funds to develop a master facilities plan for the Capitol. Also included in the bill is funding in the amount of $50,000 for the Council on Court Procedures as discussed in the Public Safety Subcommittee. The subcommittee discussed the Capitol Renovation Project, but funding for the project is included in a different bill. The General Government Subcommittee recommends Senate Bill 5522 be amended and be reported out due pass as amended.
Thank you, Senator. Is there any discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, motion carries. Other bills reported out of subcommittee. House Bill 2067 relating to fire protection of forests. Senator Nelson, please.
Yes, thank you. House Bill 2067 extends to July 1, 2009, the temporary increase in the Oregon Forest Land Protection Fund to maintain the existing structure under which forest landowners in the state share the cost of fighting large wildfires on lands protected by the Department of Forestry. This measure maintains the Oregon Forest Land Protection Fund expenditure limit from at $15 million. The measure also specifies that a landowner or operator is liable for fire abatement costs or penalties if they fail to obtain a permit for the use of fire or power-driven machinery, and adds the term emergency in describing the fire costs that meet a deductible before the fire protection district can be reimbursed for firefighting costs from the Oregon Forest Land Protection Fund. The subcommittee acknowledged a potential risk to the state general fund if the current funding mechanism is not extended. Committee subcommittee recommends House Bill 2067 be reported out due pass.
Thank you, Senator. Any discussion? Senator Devlin.
Madam Chairman, I might indicate that in this bill and in the bill after it, the industry has indicated that they support both bills.
Thank you for the information, and thank you for your good work to make that result happen. Anybody else? Discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, motion carries. House Bill 2115, relating to forest products harvest taxation. Senator Devlin.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. House Bill 2115 extends the temporary harvest tax to forest products harvested in calendar years 2008 and 2009. Revenue from harvest tax are used to support forest research through the Oregon State University's Forest Research Laboratory to partially fund forest practices, forest fire suppression, and forestry assistance to non-industrial landowners through the Department of Forestry and to finance the Oregon Forest Resources Institute. The bill maintains the current 50-cent rate that generates funds for payments of benefits related to fire suppression. The Natural Resources Subcommittee approved increasing the harvest tax rates from 67 cents per 1,000 board feet for the research laboratory to 92 cents per 1,000 board feet, and from 59 cents per 1,000 board feet to forest practices to $1.50 14.56 per 1,000 board feet. The rates are repealed on December 31st, 2009. The harvest tax rates are set at a level to coordinate with the agency-approved budgets and projected harvest levels. The Department of Forestry projects 4 billion board feet will be harvested in calendar years 2008-2009. The Natural Resources Subcommittee recommends House Bill 2115 be amended, reported out, do pass as amended.
Thank you, Senator. Any discussion? Any objections?
None.
Motion carries. House Bill 2153, relating to statutes of limitations on certain sex crimes. Representative Hanna, please.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. House Bill 2153 will eliminate the statute of limitations on certain sex crimes in which the DNA has been preserved and its characteristics can be tested. Public Safety Subcommittee recommends House Bill 2153A be amended and reported out. Do pass as amended.
Thank you, Representative. Is there any discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, motion carries. House Bill 2208, relating to benefits for performing military service. Representative Hume.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. House Bill 2208 expands the state educational support to veterans to provide a $100 monthly stipend to those attending an approved part-time course of study or professional training. Current law provides for a $150 monthly stipend only to those attending school full-time. $54,000 has already been provided in the Department of Veterans Affairs budget for this change of law. Your subcommittee amended the bill to keep the fiscal impact within the $54,000 by changing the monthly amounts to those in the original bill and removing language that made the educational benefits an entitlement. Your Subcommittee on Transportation and Economic Development recommends House Bill 2208 be amended and reported out. Do pass as amended.
Thank you, Representative. Is there any discussion? Senator Whitsitt, please.
Thank you, Chair Coach Norman. I voted no against this in committee in protest of the reduction. I will support it today, but I still believe that the original amount was a much better thing for the situation.
Thank you, Senator. Any other discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, carries. House Bill 2331, relating to courts. Representative Shields, please.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. House Bill 2331 incorporates the provisions of Senate Bill 279 and makes a number of changes to filing fees, including equalizing plaintiff and respondent fees. The bill establishes a temporary filing fee surcharge for the 2007-09 biennium to fund the cost of an interim legislative committee on court facilities. It also enables the Chief Justice to establish fees for filing a motion and a response and increases the collections payment plan fee. The bill includes a $600,000 general fund appropriation for an interim legislative committee on court facilities, which will report on standards for reasonable and sufficient court facilities. An additional $600,000 general fund will be appropriated to the emergency board for related costs. The bill also includes $150,000 general fund for an interim legislative committee on court technology to evaluate the technology transition plan of the Judicial Department and to make recommendations on the strategic plan, deliverables, costs, funding mechanisms, and oversight of the technology initiatives of the department. The end of session appropriation bill will include a grant to the Judicial Department of $700,000 general fund for legal aid costs during the 2007-09 biennium. These costs will be paid out of fee increases in future biennia. There is a budget note that requests an interim committee to study and make recommendations on law library fees and how the funds are used. Your Public Safety Subcommittee recommends House Bill 2331 be amended and reported out. Do pass as amended.
Thank you, Representative. Any discussion? Any objections? Representative Morgan. Motion carries. House Bill 2406, relating to home care for medically involved children. Representative Garrard, please.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. There are many children in Oregon with complex and disabling medical conditions who require around-the-clock care. To qualify for Medicaid assistance, these children must either be placed in foster care or in nursing homes, or their families must have very low household incomes or assets. Some of the families in which these children live have impoverished themselves in order to access Medicaid services. Other families are attempting to keep their children at home by providing the care themselves. To partially address this situation, House Bill 2406A creates a medically involved home care program in the Department of Human Services for children with significant disabilities who require complex medical care. The measure directs the Department of Human Services to seek Medicaid waivers for the program from the Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS. The waiver request will be modeled on other Medicaid waivers that have already been granted by CMS for other states. The measure requires DHS to enroll no fewer than 125 children beginning January 1, 2008, and 25 more children each calendar year thereafter, to the maximum number of children allowed under the terms of the federal waiver, 200 children in total. Funding for this measure, about $1.4 million general fund, along with federal matching funds, has been included in the DHS budget bill. The Subcommittee on Human Services recommends HB 2406A be reported out, do pass.
Thank you, Representative. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Seeing none, motion carries. House Bill 2524, relating to healthcare facility acquired infections. Senator Bates, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. House Bill 2524 requires healthcare facilities to collect data on healthcare facility acquired infection rates. It also establishes the Oregon Healthcare Acquired Infection Reporting Program in the Office of Oregon Health Policy and Research. The bill was passed out of the House Committee on Healthcare and referred to Ways and Means because of the fiscal impact. The subcommittee amended the bill to provide $201,000 general fund appropriation for staff and expenses necessary to implement the program. The Subcommittee on Human Services recommends House Bill 2524 be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Thank you, Senator. Any discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, motion carries. House Bill 2918, relating to health benefit plan coverage of pervasive developmental disorder. Representative Nathanson, please.
Thank you, Madam.